Mark Taylor hated sand. He hated it before coming to the desert for the 10th time in 3 years, but now buried in it, he really hated it. It got into everything, everywhere. In his boots, along with the scorpions. In his eyes, in his ears. Its grit was always clinging, chafing his skin. As irritating as it was to his team, the sand was even harder on their equipment. Every man in his unit and Jane, the lone female attached as mission essential because she was a subject matter expert, protected their weapons as best they could. Their lives depended on it. Sensitive equipment repairs were left to other experts. When they had their heat source detecting equipment and it worked, they ruled the night. Unfortunately, they had arrived, the equipment had not, and the honchos had classified immediate action critical. Under direct orders, they left the green zone without it to do the impossible on sheer guts, determination, and a wing and a prayer. They'd succeeded at taking out the terrorist cell and gathered data that could help Intel save lives. Overall, execution of their plan had gone smoothly. But 5 clicks from their rendezvous exit point, they hit a snag. A big one. 2 Humvees of hostiles sped toward each other down the road the team was to follow. "I thought this road was abandoned," Joe said.
"Obviously not," Tim whispered. "Gentlemen, scatter."
Mark tapped his lip mic. "6, where are you?"
3 Point Charlie," she said.
"On point, sir."
Jane was on schedule. The other men had disappeared from his sight, but Mark's luck ran out. The hostiles halted about 50 meters in front of him. He dropped back, well out of the beam of their headlights, dug in, and prayed they hadn't seen him. Even his breathing seemed magnified, echoing across the desert floor. Stealth movement when digging in yourself and a 60-pound pack didn't go hand in hand. He waited, shallowing his breath, watching. Noting no signs that they were aware of him, he stilled, his heart thumping against his ribs. Long minutes later, Mark adjusted his lip mic and whispered, "Delta 3, you read me?"
"Loud and clear, bud," Sam responded. "Where are you?" 7 minutes and 2 clicks short of where he should be.
Detained. Mark craned his neck and squinted to see. Weak moonlight was to his advantage, and he was grateful for it. Both Humvees had 50 cals mounted on them. Outgunned, his team needed all the help it could wrangle to get out of this alive. 2 vehicles, parked 50 meters off the tip of my nose. He didn't dare check his watch for the GPS coordinates. The Humvees faced each other on the road. One man inside each vehicle stood, and they talked back and forth between them. He couldn't make out their words, but they didn't seem anxious or excited.
"Window's closing, bud."
"Routine patrol. 8 hostiles dug in." Mark was out of position and late. The chopper would arrive in minutes. It couldn't linger. It'd be spotted for sure. "Is 6 clear? He'd met Jane in advanced intelligence training 4 years earlier, and she'd become the little sister Mark never had. A spitfire with attitude and the smarts to back it up. He loved her, pure and simple. Not that he'd ever told her. She loved him too as a brother. Not that she'd ever told him. They just drifted into a makeshift family. Natural, considering her birth family ranked about as low on the lousy scale as his.
"Not yet," Sam said. "Everyone else is still on the move."